Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, definitely. He's getting closer. Will he be ready this week or not? We'll see. But we're measuring that stuff, and I practiced today. So I would say the answer to that is yes.
Since there's so many, let's play a game. Who was Harbs talking about there?
I don't know.
We got a 1-in-14 chance.
Exactly. He's talking about Jair Alexander.
Okay.
Who we expect to play on Sunday. He's playing a lot, most likely.
He's playing. I don't know about a lot.
I don't know if they have a choice.
He gets picked on a couple times early. That might be the end of that.
We're going to Keon
Martin. On the team.
Yeah.
Jason, they played
he's
him more
on
in the
team.
Yeah, I'm hear you. If he's healthy, he better get his rear end out there. Whether he's healthy or not is a debatable.
How telling is it that we're talking about people need to step up and no one, we're two segments in and no one even mentioned Ajabo?
I know.
What a sunk cost that is. It's a second round pick from just a few years ago who does the thing that they're most deficient in.
Well,
at least he did.
He allegedly
did. At Ann Arbor, he did it.
Yeah, and then once the injuries kicked in, he hadn't been like.
Jason, if Van Noy didn't get hurt, he still wouldn't have played his first snap.
Yeah, but everybody's hurt, and we still aren't even mentioning him.
I saw him chasing
yesterday. We're talking about fourth-string safeties, and then Ajabo doesn't even come up.
I saw him chasing on a play on Sunday. He does not get involved at the first level ever.
He scratched the first 2 weeks.
He's terrible, unfortunately. I would have loved to have seen what he looked like if he never got hurt. Alas, the Ravens would have never drafted him if he never got hurt.
Nobody appreciates pass rush like sunglasses at night.
Let's hear one more from Harbs before we get to Mark Andrews. And here's Harbs talking about two guys that I think are going to see the field on Sunday, Keaton Mitchell and Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, those are Tyler Huntley. Well, Tyler Huntley, yeah, if Lamar's down, Tyler will be up. As far as Keaton, there's a chance of that as well.
I think both these guys, there will be a package for Tyler Huntley, and Keaton Mitchell will finally see the field on Sunday.
I think so. All the running backs, not necessarily all the wide receivers. It's pretty simple math.
Yeah, Harbs has brought up Tyler Huntley on multiple occasions, even without being solicited.
Could be that. They want everybody. Hey, this was a six-string alternate Pro Bowl quarterback. They want D'Amico Ryans up at night wondering about the Snoop package.
Hey, the Pro Bowler.
Sixth alternate, Pro
Bowler. He played in that football game. Never. That's on the wiki page forever. Mark Andrews spoke.
Be careful, wiki is not all true.
Yeah. But we saw it with our eyes, Jason. Mark Andrews.
Sharky got banned from wiki.
What's that?
Sharky got banned from Wikipedia.
What did he do?
He kept changing. You know how like Rocco likes Josh Lowe?
Yes.
He kept putting like
bad
like,
stuff.
Like not. Yeah. PG-13 rated stuff Josh Lowe's wiki and then taking a screen cap and sending it to Rocco. And then he got banned from wiki.
How do they find out who
they
did
have
it?
A URL. They find out who's they're doing
IP
the editing.
Address.
Yeah, they're on it.
He was warned several times.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like first offense gone. It's kind of like when he got banned from PlayStation for cussing on the, cussing while you're playing people. Not everybody likes that. Yeah. I kind of feel like you put a headset on, you play a random person in anything, in video games, you should expect to get cussed at.
It can get really
It comes
bad,
with the
though.
Territory.
Oh, isn't YouTube can, full of people yelling and cursing? Really
but, yeah. Oh, he got banned for a while.
Mark Andrews spoke
yesterday. It was Madden. I think Madden banned him.
Here's Mark Andrews talking about the team willing to fight with or without Lamar.
That's a challenge. You know, it's a obviously type of player and leader that Lamar is and how much he means to us. The beautiful thing is that we got a lot of fighters in this group and a deep organization with a ton of players that are going to step up and make plays. And I just got a lot of faith and trust in the guys.
I don't know if I saw a lot of fighting on the defensive side of the football.
I'm waiting for people to start fighting. Next thing's going to be, I'm waiting for Monk to fall off and hit Harms. That's going to be the next fight. Monk's going to untuck that play sheet and
smack
him. You want to go like death by a thousand paper cuts. I bet if you got somebody in there.
That would hurt.
You got somebody across the neck with that thing.
It's sharp.
Right?
It's going to be a cut.
Yeah. More from Mark Andrews. The offensive group needing to stay effective and dialed in.
You know, just staying efficient, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, I think at, you know, at times we're moving the ball extremely well. And, you know, for us, it's just, you know, staying on track. And that's everybody. You know, there's, you know, things all over the field that are just, you know, limiting our success. And I think for us, just dialing in, doing our job, focusing, and good things will happen and we'll be more efficient that way.
It's easy to say that. I don't know if good things are going to be happening offensively this Sunday against the Houston Texans. But you can say it into existence and hope it happens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I think Cooper Rush will probably be throwing some balls this guy's way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe get Isaiah Likely involved.
I mean,
involved.
You look at all those like 8 to 12-yard catches he was getting from Lamar lately. I think that's going to be a go-to type situation. I also think there'll probably be a pick involved thrown to him because their linebackers are pretty active, and I think it's going to be a little bit telegraphed at times where it's going.
They got to win on first down. They got to get to second and third and manageable because this offense, it's had way too many third and long situations through the first four games with Lamar Jackson. If you have third and long consistently with Cooper Rush, that's going to spell trouble and that could spell turnovers.
More from Mark Andrews. Says Cooper Rush is equipped for this opportunity.
He's a pro's pro. You know, he really, you know, dove into this offense, you know, understands it extremely well, you know, so, you know, he's going to know, you know, he's going to be on his P's and Q's. He's going to know what to do. And, you know, I know he's fired up for the opportunity to, you know, go show what he's all about. And, you know, there's a reason why he's been in the league for 9 years, I think it is now. He's a really good player.
He's a pro's pro, Jason. And he's a guy we advocated for. Unfortunately, as we talked about earlier in the week, we thought if we saw Cooper Rush, it would be a little later in the season. They'd be sitting at like 5-2, and you're like, just keep it afloat until Lamar gets back. This is a different situation for Cooper Rush.
No, this is pretty bad. I mean, maybe not as bad as Dylan Gabriel getting no snaps in a compromised week while we fly to another continent to play a football game against an angry defense.
Yeah, with an even worse team.
With nothing to hang your hat on as an offense in your first NFL start. It's not that, but it ain't good.
No, it's not good. One more from Mark Andrews. How about getting Isaiah Likely back in the offense?
Yeah, he looked great. You know, he was flying around, you know, made some really big plays, some big blocks, and, you know, picked up like you know, where he left off. So he's going to be a big part of this offense and what we do as a team and, you know, played really well. And we're going to be able to open that up and expand that with him. And it's going to look really good.
Everybody's gaslighting us now. Like, we got a fake GM search going on. We got a fake manager search going on. Adley's amazing, best defensive catcher in the league, and he's the ultimate leader. We got Harbs destroying the offensive coordinator who's actually doing his job. Like we got, it's amazing. We got sunglasses at night with a stylist on the on the sidelines. What is going on in this town?
Is it possible?
I don't even think Isaiah Likely should have been up for that game.
Is it possible that he looked good running? Like he was out there. Like he didn't have a target. But maybe
mentioned good blocks.
Maybe yeah. Maybe he looked good.
Because that's what he's. Yeah, that's why Isaiah Likely. That's what he adds to the offense is blocking.
Mark Andrews was talking about his blocking against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah, when he wasn't catching any balls. Yeah. Even though they scored in that one, 50 points and 40 plays without him.
One more before we step out. Tavius Robinson spoke yesterday, and he talked about his belief the defense will make adjustments that work.
Yeah, no, we're definitely not pleased with that at all. But again, it's about correcting mistakes. I think everything is very correctable. So again, it started today in correcting that and just coming out and getting better and focusing on the small details.
Here's the thing that we're going to Tavius Robinson for answers is something.
Well, yeah, because Roquan. Well, now and then there's a lot of guys who are hurt, right? They're dinged up, so they don't have.
Well, he was at the podium, I think.
Yeah, this was Tavius Robinson.
They're running out of healthy bodies who've played more than five games in the NFL. I know how they could fix it. I know a way where they could undo their problems and everything. Like he's talking about, if you just could find a DeLorean and go back in time. Mm. And like draft some D linemen in the draft, like do the draft over and then do the offseason over and add two veteran pass rushers.
Yeah.
Then I think they could fix it.
That's possible. Alas, no.
I don't really know if it's possible.
It's a theory. I think the future's a true story.
As amazing as Sashi is, I don't think he could pull that off.
Here's what I can tell you. If I'm to believe that there's a real GM search going on, I can also believe that the DeLorean can take me back.
There you go.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. Coming up next, so MLB playoffs continue. Three elimination games today. Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider.
He's at Wrigley Field.
Yes, he is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.